Well, you'll notice in your worship bulletin, if you're new here this morning, there's an area called Scripture Surfing, and this is how you can read the Bible through in a year, in a year's time. And each of these readings that we have Monday through Sunday is your opportunity to get with the Lord, to be fed spiritually. Just you and Him spending that personal time alone with the Lord. And then take down what He's telling you. As you get before Him in His Word, in the whole of His Word, reading all of His Word, as He speaks to you, jot down what He's telling you. And then come Wednesday night, come Sunday night, and share some of that, because we'll have readings from each of those chapters that you looked at. Well, let's do that. Let's look at some of our readings. We just want to have some readings from last week's Scripture Surfing. So for last Thursday and Friday, on those individual readings, let's have some readings from those. So turn to Exodus chapter 11. And there should be a Bible next to you in the chair if you're new at this. And in Exodus chapter 11, let's read verse 3 together. Look at verse 3 in Exodus 11. And that's the second book of the Bible, Genesis and Exodus. It says, "The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people." God has the power to do that. God has the power to change hearts, to change lives around you. Maybe there's somebody and there's a strained relationship, you and them. Oh, keep praying for them. Keep praying. God can change the people around you. And He may start with you. He may change your heart as you begin to pray for that person. And then look at Exodus chapter 12. And you'll want to hold your place there. We're going to have our message this morning from Exodus 12. So we'll dive down there in just a minute. And then in Exodus 13, look at verse 3. Exodus 13, verse 3. "Then Moses said to the people, 'Commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand.'" Maybe the Lord has brought you out of some type of slavery today with His mighty hand. That's what He does. He's a deliverer. He'll bring you out of the penalty of sin and death that's upon every one of us. And then He'll bring you out by His mighty hand of anything else that holds you in slavery. He's your deliverer. And then look at chapter 14. Look at verses 13 and 14. "Moses answered the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.'" God will fight your battles. He will fight for you. You trust Him. You go to Him in prayer. And then let's look at our New Testament readings. We're in Mark in the New Testament, getting that variety from God's Word, getting a little bit of Jesus in Mark chapter 3. If you're new at this, that's the last third of your Bible is the New Testament. You'll see Matthew and Mark is that second book. In chapter 3, look at verses 14 and 15. "He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with Him, and that He might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons." Well, I hope you found your group of 12. We have them here at 9 o'clock every morning. You can find your group of 12 just like Jesus had His group of 12. I hope you'll find yours. And of course, the point is clear. In that group of 12, we'll focus on Jesus. We'll look to Him. And we'll grow in Him. And what did they do? He called them so that He could be with them and send them out to preach. And that's the whole goal. That's why we need that group of 12, so we can be with each other, be praying for each other, and then we're sent out. And don't let that fool you. It doesn't mean sent out necessarily to go and get somewhere and preach. It means sent out to preach, to share God's word, whatever He's doing in your life, whatever He's speaking to you. Be sharing that with everybody around you as you are out and about. And then in 4, look at verse 11 and 12 of chapter 4. Jesus said this. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Well, you got to turn. You got to repent and turn to Jesus first. Then you can understand God's word and the parables and the things. Then you'll have the secrets to the kingdom. Before that, you've got a veil over your eyes. Satan has blinded your eyes until you repent and turn to Jesus. And then let's turn back to Psalm. Turn in the middle of your Bible back up a little bit. And look at Psalm 31. We already read from Psalm 32. Look at Psalm 31. In the first verse it says, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." Amen. We'll turn back to Exodus chapter 12. And in Exodus 12, let's dive down in God's word. Pray with me. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for every word that has just been read, Lord, straight from you. We thank you that it is living, it is active. And Lord, you said when your word goes out, you said have the public reading of Scripture. And Lord, you said when your word goes out, that it will not return void, that you will accomplish the purpose that you had for it. So we thank you, Lord. Accomplish your purpose in each of our lives, Lord. And now speak to us through your message, Lord, your word. Get me out of the way. Let us hear from you. We pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. You know, sometimes it's good to be passed over. We don't tend to like that. We don't usually want to be passed over when that kind of has a negative connotation. I was passed over. I was overlooked. But sometimes it's good to be passed over. I experienced a good time to be passed over. A few days ago, I was taking John Allen to school, and we were heading down Madison Avenue. He goes to Baldwin downtown, and we were heading to down Madison Avenue. And I heard John Allen say, "Did you see that police?" And I looked down at my speed, and I was speeding a little bit. Didn't mean to, but looked down there and said, "Oh, my goodness." John Allen, I believe he said that he thought he had the gun and everything. But you know what? I must have been passed over because I never saw any blue lights. Sometimes it's good to be passed over. Well, we want to look at such a time that it is good to be passed over. Look at Exodus chapter 12 and look at these first 13 verses. Look with me as I read. "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, 'This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or cooked in water, but roast it over the fire, head, legs, and inner parts. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animal. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This was the beginning of Passover, the celebration of Passover. That Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, that Last Supper that He had with His disciples, this is what they were celebrating. Sometimes it's good to be passed over. This would be a time that it's good to be passed over. So what can we learn? What can we learn from God's Word here in these 13 verses? Well, first of all, listen to the Lord. That's the first thing we can take from this. Listen to the Lord. You see that in those first 11 verses. Look at all those instructions that they needed to be careful to listen to. They needed to listen very carefully and clearly to God. That's a lot of instructions right there, isn't it? Of how to do this and exactly what to do in those first 11 verses. They needed to listen with intent, focused on what God was saying, listening very carefully so they could make sure they did everything just as God wanted it done. Listen to the Lord. We see that in those first 11 verses. Just look at the first verse. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, this month, and he goes on with his instructions. You said God said it, but Moses and Aaron needed to be listening, didn't they? That's how we have it now. Moses and Aaron were listening to God, and God gave us His Word. How well do you listen to the Lord? Do you focus on Him intently all day long, every day, and listen for His voice? Are you listening for Him right now? Were you listening in your group of 12 at 9 o'clock? Were you listening? Not to a teacher and not to a bunch of classmates, but were you listening for God's voice? How well do you listen to the Lord? Well, how? How do you do that? How do you listen to the Lord? Well, by His Word. Through His Word. How do you hear from the Lord? How do you listen to the Lord? In His Word. And there's so many different forms of receiving His Word, listening to Him. So many different forms of listening to the Lord, hearing His Word. You can read it yourself. You can go home with your worship bulletin, and Tuesday morning you can wake up early and you can get before the Lord and you can look up those passages of Scripture and you can listen. You can do it individually or with a devotion or a devotional that guides you into the Scripture. You can come to your Bible study group at 9 o'clock and you can listen for the Lord's voice because the Word goes out. You can come tonight as we look into His Word again and you can listen. You can come Wednesday to the prayer service. You can listen for His voice. Anytime His Word goes out, so many different forms, you can read it. You can listen. You can turn on the radio and you can find 89.1 FM and you can tune in and listen. They proclaim God's Word all day long. Through song and through teaching and preaching. You can get on the internet and you can listen in so many different ways. You can get an audio Bible, and you can listen in your car, wherever you go, however you hear the Word of God. You can talk with a friend, and as long as you're discussing God's Word, you're hearing His voice. You see, when Scripture speaks, God speaks. This is His Word. It's living, it's active. It's not a book. It's alive. It's how you listen to God. So how well are you listening? Don't haphazardly listen. Don't haphazardly listen. You see, if we're not careful, we could be in a place like this and we could just be thinking about other things. We could be thinking about where we're going to go after this, and we could be just focused on the preacher, on the person. We could just focus on Derek and think, was that a good one? Was that a bad one? How long will he be up there? What's going on? We can haphazardly listen, or we can listen intently for God, for His voice. What is He saying? Lord, what are You speaking? And you see, it's so important. It's life and death important. It's life and death important. You see that right here in these verses. If they didn't get it right, if they didn't have that blood up there, their firstborn would have been dead that night. This is life and death. How well do you listen to the Lord? It's life and death. Secondly, we notice once we're listening to the Lord, once we're listening and we're hearing what He's saying, then trust and obey. Trust and obey the Lord. We see that in verses 12 and 13. On that same night, so God gives all these instructions. They're listening. Here it is for us. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. You see, you can listen to the Lord. You can get all His instructions. But then what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Do you listen here and do you go home and say, oh, you know, I heard the Word of God. I heard that message. That was a good one. Or, I didn't like that one. Or, when you hear it, what do you do with it? That's what God's concerned about. He doesn't care how many messages you hear, how much of His Word you study and know and memorize. It's what you do with it. That's what matters to God. He says, if you just listen, you're deceiving yourself. You're thinking you're a good Christian and everything's going great. You know a lot of God's Word. You see, we're educated far beyond our obedience many times. The question is, when you listen, what do you then do with it? You see, God gave all the instructions here. They needed to be listening. But then they had an opportunity to trust God and obey or not. They heard all the instructions. And then God said, as we just read, here's what's going to happen. On this night, I'm going to come through. If you've done everything like I've said, you'll be spared. You'll be passed over. Well, you have a choice at that point. You listened. And now you can either trust God and say, you know what? I really believe He's probably going to come by this night. I think we might better get this meal together. I think we better get that blood up on the door frame if you choose to trust Him. If you trust Him, then you'll act on it. You'll hear it and you'll say, I'm going to take God at His word right here. I'm going to do everything just as He said, and I'm going to obey. Trust. So listen to the Lord. Get His word in every form you can, in every way you can, but then trust and obey what He's telling you. Trust and obey Him. You see, this just happened to me the other night, a couple nights ago, or it might have been probably late afternoon. I was praying and walking, as I do, and it's a prayer time. And I was spending that time with the Lord, and there was a particular issue that just dominated my whole prayer time. And I was just praying about that. And I needed God's wisdom. And I was just asking God, Lord, give me Your wisdom. I don't know what to do here. I have no idea. It's up to You. Only You know. And I was just asking Him. And he reminded me how he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously without finding fault, and it'll be given to him. And so at that point, when God spoke that to me, when he brought that to my mind, that's his word. That's somebody hearing from God. So I heard his voice. Derek, ask for wisdom, and you'll receive it in abundance. So as I heard that, I had a choice, though. I could either trust God and obey. I could either say, you know what? I really do believe that if I ask, he'll give it. And then I can obey. Or I could have been like, well, I know his word says that, but, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know if he'll tell me anything. I could have chosen that. But praise the Lord, I chose to believe him and to trust him and to obey him. And as I trusted him, you want me to just get on this one, Jerry? Sorry about that. You want me to shut it off? And as I trusted him, I got the answer. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, you know. And I kept praying, are you sure? Is this it? But I got the answer. And so then I was able to obey it. And then I obeyed it that night. Everything turned out fine. Obedience brings blessing. Listen to the Lord. How well do you listen to him? Trust him. Once you hear him, once you know what he's saying, once you know what his word says, trust him. You have a choice. Either do it or don't. Or doubt and don't have any faith. Or trust him. And then obey him and step out and do it. And then next, we notice here, apply the blood of the Lamb. Apply the blood of the Lamb. So listen to the Lord, trust and obey him, and then apply the blood of the Lamb. We see that in verse 7, and then we see it in 13a. God said in 13a, the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Apply the blood of the Lamb. You see, the blood of the Lamb brings escape from death and destruction. You see, that night, if you had the blood of the Lamb, that sacrificial Lamb, if you had that blood of the Lamb or the doorframe, then you got to escape death and destruction. You see, you received, the bad was taken away and good was given. You see, if you apply the blood of the Lamb, you escaped death and destruction. And you got blessing instead. And you see, God gave us that Passover, and it was just a type, it was just a foreshadowing of his sacrificial Lamb, that he would provide the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and that if you apply his blood, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood. All your sins were paid for on the cross. And if you apply it, in other words, if you repent and you call out to him and you believe and you trust in him as your Lord and your Savior, then you apply the blood to your life. And as you trust him, that blood is applied to you, of that sacrificial Lamb. And you miss the bad and you get the good. You escape death and destruction. You escape the penalty for your sins that you committed, that you're supposed to get, that you were born with in your sinful nature. That you don't have to teach a child to be bad, but you do have to teach a child to be good. What you were born with and all of your sins were placed on Jesus, and he took your punishment. And so if you apply that blood, if you repent and you put your faith in Jesus, the blood is applied to you. You apply the blood of the Lamb, and you escape death and hell. You escape the bad, death and destruction, what you deserved for your sins and what was coming to you and what I deserve. And then you get good, and then instead you get all of God's riches and his blessings. You get eternal life. You'll live forever in paradise with him. You get everything removed, everything forgiven. You get the abundant life, the most possible, the fullest possible life that God designed for you to live here on the earth with all of his blessings. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You get that abundant life that Jesus has promised. All by applying the blood, you take away the bad and you get the good. Instead, you see, it's grace. It's God's grace. And I like the acrostic, G-R-A-C-E. It's God's riches, all these blessings, his forgiveness, all of the wealth of God, the blessings of God. the wealth in who He is, not financial, or not just financial, but the wealth of God, who He is. You get God's riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. It's God's riches to you. You get all the good at Christ's expense. Somebody else paid for it. And you didn't have to. You escaped the bad and He got it instead. And so apply the blood of the Lamb. And you do that by faith, by turning to Him. Have you applied the blood of the Lamb? Have you turned to Him as your Savior? Apply the blood of the Lamb. It's what the Lamb did for you that matters, not what you do for the Lamb. And then, finally, be passed over. Be passed over. You see, listen to the Lord in everything. Get His Word anytime you can. Listen to His Word anytime you can. Read His Word anytime you can. Any means you can find it, get it and take it. It's spiritual food. We eat three times a day. I'm sure we need His Word at least three times a day. Man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Feed your spirit. Saturate yourself in His Word. All that is listening to the Lord. Listen to the Lord. And then you got a choice. But why don't you do what they did? Why don't you trust, once you hear Him and you're listening, trust Him, take Him at His Word, trust Him and obey Him and step out and do it, whatever He's telling you. Trust and obey Him. Apply the blood of the Lamb. Have you applied the blood of the Lamb? Have you repented of your sins? Have you put your faith in Jesus? You called on Him to save you from your sins? That's where it all starts. Don't worry about any of the other stuff. He's waiting on you to do that if you hadn't done that yet. But apply the blood of the Lamb. And then if you already have, if you've already applied the blood of the Lamb, and the bad's been taken away and the good's been given, well, keep on applying the blood of the Lamb. In other words, you live in the power of the Spirit. You continually apply the blood of the Lamb. You continually live in the good that Jesus has for you. By the power of the Spirit, you don't live in your own strength anymore. You don't live by sight anymore. You don't live the way you used to live. You live by faith now. Apply the blood of the Lamb. And then be passed over. Be passed over. As you apply the blood of the Lamb, you escape the penalty of sin and death. You are passed over. Just like 13b. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. As you apply the blood of the Lamb, you miss sin and death and its penalty. And instead, you get life and peace. Read Romans chapter 8, the first few verses. You escape the law of sin and death, and the Spirit of life sets you free from that. And now you have life and peace instead. And then you live it. You live it by faith, not by sight. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You, Lord. Thank You for what You've done. And Lord, help each of us here, Lord. We've just heard Your Word, Lord. Lord, I pray that every person here was listening for You. Not me, Lord. We prayed at the beginning, get Derek out of the way, Lord. We need to hear from You. So, Lord, whatever You have said this morning, seal it in our hearts. And Lord, may we each continually listen to You the rest of this day and the rest of this week continuously. Saturating ourselves in Your Word, listening to You. And then, Lord, as we listen to You and as we hear You, Lord, may we trust You. Strengthen our faith. May we trust You in all the details and all the little things and everything we've got going on. May we trust You in whatever You say and obey You and step out and do it. Lord, may we apply the blood of the Lamb. If there's anybody here today who has not applied Your blood yet, Lord, who's under Your penalty of death and hell, who, Lord, that if You pass over, if that death angel comes to them today and they get in a car accident or whatever, just like my cousin Deanna, just out of the blue and lost her boyfriend a couple weeks ago. Lord, if Your death angel comes to anybody here, Lord, may the blood already be applied. May every person in this sanctuary, may every person hearing Your Word, Lord, have already repented and put all their faith in You, Jesus, all their eggs in one basket in You, and said, Jesus, save me from my sins. Thank You for what You did for me. I believe You're God in the flesh who came for me, my rescuer, and I ask You to save me. Lord, may every person, when you come back or when we are at that door of death, Lord, may you see the blood applied. And I thank you that we have free access. We go straight in by what you have done and by our faith and repentance, Lord. So help everybody to be there, Lord. Lord, and then those of us that are there, Lord, may we live that way. May we thank you that we've been passed over for all the bad and we've received your good. May we live in the power of your Spirit now. Thank you, Jesus. We pray it all in your name.